You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. If you have Amazon Alexa, Echo, or a Ring doorbell, watch out. Amazon launched Amazon Sidewalk Monday. Sidewalk helps those devices stay connected even if your Wi-Fi goes out by creating a sort of mesh network that can grab some bandwidth from, for example, your neighbor. If you didn't opt out of this, it's working right now and has been since Monday. Because of its technology, the more devices that have Sidewalk turned on, the better it'll work. This probably explains why Amazon took its usual approach of turning it on by default. But maybe you're just not feeling that friendly. Or maybe you're concerned about hackers. You're not alone, and you've got options to stop the spread. Head to Wired.com to read more about whether you should, and if so, how to do it. Moving on, you probably know by now that when you wash a load of synthetic clothes, like your yoga pants or moisture-wicking sweatshirts, tiny bits of them tear loose and flush out to a wastewater treatment facility, which then pumps them out to sea. A single load of laundry releases perhaps millions of these microfibers, technically a subspecies of microplastics, defined as bits smaller than 5 millimeters. So it's no wonder that scientists are finding the particles everywhere they look, from the deepest seas to what's no longer a pristine Arctic. And now it turns out that your clothes are polluting the planet with microplastic before they're even clothes. A new report from the Nature Conservancy picks apart the textile supply chain, from the manufacturer who makes synthetic yarn from little pellets of plastic, to the factory that stitches together the clothes, to estimate that this pre-consumer process releases 265 million pounds of microfibers each year. That's the equivalent of one full T-shirt escaping into the environment for every 500 that come off the production line. And what really happened when Google ousted Timnit Gebru? She was a star engineer who warned that messy AI can spread racism. Google brought her in, then it forced her out. Can big tech take criticism from within? Head over to Wired.com to take a deep dive into Gebru's story. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.